Chapter 19, Sunday, June 30th through Monday, July 1st, 1776. Sir, we have been too long deaf. We have too long shown our forbearance and long suffering. Our thunders must go forth. America must be conquered. Alexander Wedderburn, Solicitor General of England to George III, King of England. Most heartily we beseech thee with thy favor to behold our most gracious sovereign lord, King George, and to replenish him with the grace of thy Holy Spirit. The minister paused to draw breath. And bless our gracious Queen Charlotte, their Royal Highnesses George, Prince of Wales, the Princess Dowager of Wales, and all the royal family. The Reverend had so much beseeching to do for the royal family. I thought we'd be stuck in church for a week. Trinity was an Anglican church, filled with prayers for England, burning incense and ministers in fancy dress. It discommodated me some to attend, but Madam gave me no choice. At home we went to the Congregational Church, with 10 pews, windows that looked out on the ocean, and a preacher who always wore black. I liked it better. Incense made me sneeze. We humbly beseech. They did a pack of beseeching at Trinity. The church was more than half empty compared to the first Sunday Madam brought us, what with so many folks melting into the countryside, like Master Lockton. Martha Washington and her ladies were north on the island, and those left in the pews were loyalist. This made matters easier for the Reverend, who could pray the way he wanted without worry of insulting men who owned the rebel cannons. Ruth bounced her corn husk doll on her lap and flew it through the air. Some folk grumbled about servants and slaves being forced to sit in the upstairs gallery. To my mind, being in the upstairs meant we were closer to God, and our prayers got there first. Besides, nobody upstairs fussed when Ruth played on the floor. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers. I beseech thee, O Lord, by thy great mercy take us home. By the hand of Colonel Reagan, take us home in all thy glory. Take us home. Ad astra, ad astra, ad astra. Ruth tugged on my shirt. It was time to stand up again and pray. Below us, Madam leaned against the sturdy figure of Lady Seymour, who had come to the house early and forced Madam out of bed and into a Sunday dress. She covered the bruises still visible on Madam's face with a thick white layer of Molyneux's Italian paste and told her she must not show weakness. We sat down again. Up, down, up, down. Yon minister could never make up his mind. My belly grumbled. Good thing the service was drawn to a close. Just a little more beseeching, a few amens, and we'd head home for cold pigeon pie and sour pickles. Ruth's fingers drifted to her nose for some unsightly digging. As I reached for her hand, the front door of the church slammed open with a thud. The Reverend near fainted with surprise. A young boy ran halfway down the center aisle. "Begging pardon, Reverend," he shouted, "but the British have sailed into the harbor."